probably a 105, but you indicated to me privately that you would like to defer that, would you? Defer it until Friday, to our next meeting? Okay, we will do that.
Mr. Chair?
Senator Hange.
I'm 105. I see that we do have out-of-town people you can handle.
But they
may be department people, so that's...
A good point. Is there anybody here from out of town who wants to testify on Senate Bill 105 and would not be able to join us on Friday? I don't see any hands, so I think you probably... Oh, I do.
Gordon Weber,
oh.
Sioux Falls. You trusted him having come back here on Friday.
Senator Stivers? Well, we could do that if the committee agrees. We could go ahead and open Senate Bill 105 to testimony by Mr. Weber, and then limit it to that, and then readdress it on Friday. Let's do that then. Senate Bill 105. Senate Bill 105 is an act to prohibit inmate telephone charges.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, members of the committee. My name is Doug Weber. I'm from Sioux Falls, the warden at the South Dakota State Penitentiary, and also have responsibility for supervision of the other adult facilities in the state of South Dakota. I'd like to testify today in my opposition to Senate Bill 105 on the security aspects and what it would cause us in terms of concerns in the correctional facilities if this bill was to pass, assuming that another form of telephone privileges would be allowed at that point. If I can take you back a few years prior to the existing telephone system that is in place today, we had a rather slow, unmodern, very unsophisticated system within the Department of Corrections, which was very restrictive, believe it or not, in the number of calls that inmates were allowed to make on a weekly basis. Because of the unsophistication of the system and the lack of the technology that exists today and with today's current system, inmates were allowed to make only weekly phone calls, and those were in 10-minute duration. So they were very, very limited in the numbers of calls. Whereas today, looking at the numbers of calls inmates are allowed to make, with the phone system that's in place, they're able to access the phones on a daily basis. And we feel, again, with the technology that's in place and the sophistication of the system, that it's outstanding in what we are able to do and what we're able to do in terms of managing the inmate population better, monitoring potential criminal behavior, and also protecting victims and folks who may be out there that don't want contact with the inmates. In other words, we're able to restrict numbers and names and inmates from using the system. We'd also be concerned that if their proposal was out there, if someone was advocating that we utilize a phone card versus the existing system, it too would cause us a great concern within the Department of Corrections. There are several concerns that we have in terms of contraband if we were to talk about allowing inmates to utilize phone cards like we all see that are sold in Walmart or most stores in the state nowadays. One of the things we try to restrict in corrections is currency, obviously. We don't want inmates dealing in currency. What they do have, we want to control to the best of our ability to prevent things like strong-arming, gambling, the strong taking from the weak, basically, manipulation of the phone system, the phone company, if you will, the access or potential for three-way calling, which becomes a problem in a correctional setting. There have been well-documented cases around the country where inmates have literally ran criminal organizations from behind the bars, where institutions do not have the level of control that we have in South Dakota. There's also concerns, obviously, not only of the contraband manipulation issues, but that inmates would very easily, I believe, steal the codes, manage to get their hands on other inmates' codes, and could exhaust their cards or sell that number to other inmates for profit. So again, that would be another one of our major concerns. Gambling is always a concern of ours. Because of the because of the credit card-like card that's necessary to manage this, they could also compromise low-tech locks within the systems. And I'm talking about locks generally to office spaces, closets, and so on. Locks that we, doors we need to keep locked, but it certainly wouldn't gain anybody access out of the facility, but we feel possession of a card like that or something similar to that would allow inmates to manipulate those types of devices. We would also have some concerns about how those cards would be delivered to the facilities. Would they come in through the general mail system, which every piece of mail that enters our correctional facilities is searched for contraband and screened, which would certainly increase the workload. Again, we would be concerned about what types of cards will work with what systems and so on. There could be some real potential for problems there. Unfortunately, again, going back to the contraband or anything of value, currency in the prison, it's not uncommon for inmates to, weaker inmates especially, who are not good at taking care of themselves, could fall victim by way of manipulation, strong-arming, or even sexual favors. And these things certainly would have a monetary amount attached to them. And depending on the time of the week, the amount of money, time from recent paydays, they would become more valuable towards the end of the month. And again, with the increased value of the phone card, again, would give them more bargaining power, if you will, for some of these illicit activities.
Mr. Webber, if I might just interject here, maybe you're looking at a different bill than I am, but I don't see anything about cards. We're talking about the cost.
Yes,
of the service. We're not talking about the mechanisms. I don't think there's any presumption here that it had to be a card system.
No, sir. And the only reason I address the card system is I, in my own mind, can't imagine a different mechanism for inmates to make these long-distance calls at the reduced cost, which I believe is the intent of the bill.
But there's no card in use now, is there?
No, sir.
Well, if you cut the cost in half, why does that imply a card?
I don't understand. Cut the cost in half.
Well, reduce it by a quarter. Reduce it by 10%. If you were to reduce the cost of the call, I mean, that's what this bill is all about, is reducing the cost of the call. Why does that imply a card?
I believe that the level of services would go down if we reduce the cost to the existing systems that are out there.
Well, let's talk about that then and get off the card issue.
I sure will. The existing system, as we know it, is very, very effective. It's a very effective tool in the department, and I believe in numerous county jails throughout the state. And again, nationally, my experience is that most institutions have a system very similar to ours. I believe ours is state-of-the-art and probably one of the best in the nation. We record literally every outgoing inmate phone call that leaves our correctional facilities. Those are archived, and obviously we listen to selected calls. We target certain individuals that we believe may be involved in criminal activity. Those that we have identified by our own internal investigations, or those that have been identified by law enforcement to us. Since our system has been in place, there have been several successful prosecutions by way of gaining intelligence information or being aware of or learning of criminal activity, planned criminal activity. It has probably prevented escapes from the facilities. It has uncovered, in one case, a jailer who had an intimate relationship with an inmate in one of our cities in South Dakota. It was talked about over the phone system. We can also utilize the system to protect any victims who might be out there, or folks who may have protection orders that are still current on incarcerated men and women. We can isolate or restrict their phone numbers from the system, so the inmates will not be able to make any phone calls to those particular numbers. And again, that's a very, a very valuable tool that we currently have at our disposal.
Again, Mr. Webber, you're making an assumption here, and I'm sorry to interfere with you again, but you're making an assumption that there would have to be that we'd have to do away with the current system if we were to reduce the costs. Is that necessarily true? I mean, I think even if we were to accept the fact that there are control advantages to the current phone system, and I'm sure we all will, I mean, that's almost self-evident. What does that have to do with cost?
Well, I believe you can't cut costs without cutting services to the existing
system. Well, is that true?
I don't know that to be a fact, and I suspect that there are people who are prepared to testify this morning that may be able to provide some more factual information.
Well, okay, this is moving on to question, period. If you will indulge us, Senator Dugard, would you like to go ahead?
I guess maybe part of the confusion is arising out of the issue. Does the department recover the entire cost of the phone system through charges back to the inmates?
Yes, Senator.
Thank you.
Does, if I might ask, does the department more than recover the cost of the phone service back to the inmates?
Yes, Senator.
And how much?
I don't have those numbers. Again, I think there were other people prepared to speak to those numbers specifically, the financial information in terms of this contract this morning.
Senator Kinsel.
Yeah, Mr. Chairman, I think that's what this is all about. It's not a question of whether you're recording calls or you're doing anything like that. It's a question of if it costs $400 a month, what do you get back? That's what it's all about. It isn't about your system or anything else, I don't think.
And Senator Hanging.
I think some of the technical things that work as far as protection things, obviously that's the business you're in, that, and that's important. I would like to, and I think this is what the chair is after too, if we could kind of concentrate on what the cost is and what is recovered, you know, to the Department of Corrections. And then if there is money recovered to the Department of Corrections, one thing, if I could, Mr. Chair, is are there positive aspects other than purely monetary of recovering charges? I don't know if you get the drift of that, but I'm wondering if the cost factor themselves have something to do with security or if it's used for revenue generation, if you understand the
Yes, Senator, I think I understand your question.
Can you respond?
Sure. Like I said, however, I'm a little limited on the financial information, that there were other people here this morning prepared to testify to those numbers specifically.
I've got all that information, Mr. Chairman. And the only reason he's testifying is because he had a misorder, because he can't be here.
Okay, well, then we will expect to hear some of the economic data, financial data on Friday. But I think that is key. I think we do recognize that the current system is a system that affords protection to the public and control of the inmates, and that's desirable. But I think that doesn't really go to the economics of it. Yes, Senator Moore.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Just based on what I've heard in testimony this morning, I'd like to ask one question, or maybe a couple. All calls are recorded, Doug, you said. Is that correct?
Yes, Senator.
That recording system cost you a lot of money then? Yeah. And maybe that leads best left to another time, another individual. Mr. Chairman, if I might continue.
Yes.
Doug, if all calls are recorded, do the inmates know that, and do the people at the other end know that, and don't they have the right to know that they're being recorded?
To answer your question, yes, Senator. Let me just correct one thing, if I may. All calls are recorded with one small exception, and it's a large exception, but it's a very small number of calls, and that's inmates who are calling their attorneys. The system also allows us to enter in the phone numbers of attorneys within the state, even out of state, assuming that they're verified practicing members of the profession. Those calls are automatically kicked out of the recording system, so the system recognizes that particular number. I just wanted to make that point of clarification. But to get back to your question, Senator Moore, the inmates certainly do know that all calls are recorded, and there's a voice recording on the phone that alerts the receiving party also to that fact.
Senator Moore.
Well, thank you, Doug. I've received those calls, but I guess I don't ever remember hearing that recording from the other end. And I guess that bothers me a little bit. The latest call was probably in December that I received, and I certainly would have remembered if I would have heard a voice at the other end telling me the call had been recorded. maybe not functioning.
If I could remind you, Senator, we're talking about the charges here. I think you're getting off on another issue.
Mr. Chairman, I appreciate that.
Well, the
reason I did that was because I heard that in testimony.
Any further questions of Mr. Weber? If not, thank you very much, Doug, for coming all the way from Sioux Falls, and we do appreciate your testimony.
Thank you, Senator. Thank you. Thank you.
Okay, I hope we can store that information until Friday, and we'll pick up Senate Bill 105 on Friday